The panel that'll draw Arizona's new congressional and legislative districts maps has its new chair, as we just heard. The four partisan members of the Arizona Redistricting Commission unanimously picked independent Erica Newberg yesterday. This is the IRC's third go-round. The first two featured a good deal of controversy and lawsuits. Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror has been following the process of picking the commissioners for this panel, and he joins me to talk more about it. And Jeremy, first off, who is Erica Newberg?
Erica Newberg is a psychologist and a life coach with a practice in Scottsdale, and she is also a national board member for the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, which is the pro-Israel policy lobby that's very active in Washington, D.C.
What about her made her appealing to the other four commissioners? They voted unanimously to select her as chair.
I think there are a few things. I mean, I watched all the interviews for all of the independent candidates, well, and then the second round of interviews with the five finalists that she was chosen from. Her interview was very impressive. I know I haven't spoken with the commissioners themselves, but I know a lot of observers in the process found the interview very impressive. She got a good background. I think she said a lot of the right things. She talked about wanting to reach a lot of consensus, not wanting a lot of 3-2 votes. I think she said the redistricting criteria from the Arizona Constitution they have to follow. I think they liked a lot of her answers there on kind of the hierarchy of some of these criteria and the way the maps are supposed to be drawn. And after last week's interviews, when the first four members of the Redistricting Commission interviewed everyone, I think she definitely stood out as the favorite.
Given what happened last week when the commission did not pick a chair and, as you pointed out, couldn't even vote the first time to agree on who should be the temporary chair, is it surprising that all four of them voted in the same way on this?
Well, it's hard to say because we just don't know much about any of these five people yet. So it was kind of hard to know what to expect, whether they would be able to reach some kind of agreement. So, I mean, I kind of wondered, certainly I was kind of worried after last week when it took them four tries to pick a temporary chair to chair the first meeting or two. But I'll attribute that to kind of some first meeting jitters, everyone kind of getting to know each other. And, they were only meeting in executive session behind closed doors for less than an hour and came out and it was unanimous. There was no discussion. Everyone seemed in agreement.
Now, Newberg is no stranger to politics, right? You referenced she's on the board of AIPAC, so she definitely has some political experience. How might that come into play in her role as chair of the Independent Redistricting Commission?
Well, it's hard to say. It already came into play in kind of the lobbying and jockeying kind of leading up to this decision. You saw, one thing that we look at for all these commissioners or all these independent chair candidates, everyone kind of wants to know which way they might lean politically, especially after what happened 10 years ago when you had a chair who was very closely aligned with the two Democratic members. And so one of the things you would always look at is someone's political contribution history. And all that really tells you with Newberg is she gives to everyone, Republicans, Democrats, most of the members of Arizona's congressional delegation. So I think a lot of folks view that as making her kind of even-handed or maybe kind of more interested in kind of not taking sides with the Republicans and the Democrats with one side or the other. I think it could definitely be interesting because she knows a lot about the members of Arizona's congressional delegation. I don't know as much about the legislative side, but on the congressional side, certainly she knows who these folks are, what they want, what their needs are. And it'll be interesting to see if that comes into play as they actually start drawing the congressional boundaries.
How realistic is it that there will be votes that come out other than 3-2 this time around, do you think?
Again, it's hard to say. Once we get the census data and they start drawing lines, things can go a lot of different ways. I think some early tests will be, before we get the census data, they still have to choose an executive director and some staff. They have to choose legal counsel and they have to choose a mapping consultant, someone who will, a firm that will help actually draw these lines. And that will be an early test because we saw 10 years ago, that's where the process really kind of started to go off the rails a little bit. There was a lot of disagreement there. And that kind of carried over into the actual map making. So, you know, they'll meet again in a couple of weeks. They'll start making some of these decisions. And if we see unanimity there, I think that will maybe be a good sign that we'll see more consensus moving forward on the maps. But again, you know, this is it's such an unknown. These commissioners are kind of unknowns to all of us. And we don't even have the information yet that they'll use to draw the maps. So until that happens, it's going to be difficult to say whether it's realistic to expect not having a lot of 3-2 votes. But Erica Newberg, that she came in her interview talking about how she really wanted to avoid that. She doesn't want to be the tiebreaker vote. She wants unanimity. She wants consensus. So if she sticks to that, if the other commissioners are interested in that too, then, you know, it could be, you know, it might happen.
All right. That is Jeremy Duda with the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, as always, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.